Yes, my family live in Nairobi, and they haven't had anything to eat at least for the last 3 days. And they think that it's not their fault that they should go through such, and the government is not doing what it should to stem that. Well, the current government is legitimate, that's what they tell me, because the president was not voted in. You know, he rigged himself in. And they are saying, why should they not carry up arms if the government is not going to protect them? So that's the situation there. People, if the government cannot be honest and protect us, then we're going to carry arms. And, you know, nobody can give them any reason not to.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
When you read these stories today of this massacre in the church, and these are your countrymen, does that make sense to you? I mean,
it is crazy. Kenyans have lived together for a long time. We don't even think in terms of tribes until... you know, after this election, so when the president showed himself not to be a Kenyan but to belong to one ethnic group, we don't think of tribes, we think of Kenyan. That's what we want, and that's what we want to maintain.
Do you consider yourself a Kenyan? I'm just trying to get some background on life in Kenya. Do you consider yourselves as Kenyans first and members of a tribe second? Is that normally how it would...
Yes, I'm a Kenyan first, and it doesn't matter which tribe I come from, and I don't make relationship or friendship with people because of their tribe. It's because of the persons they are. We look at people from the quality of their character, not their tribe. The tribe is just a language. That's all there is to it.
And again, can you tell me what it's like to be so far away when something like this is happening? I know, again, it's a stupid question to say how do you feel about it, because it's obvious how you feel about it, but there must be a tremendous amount of frustration.
Oh, we're very frustrated. It's extremely scary to think that some members of your family may get killed or burned for no reason, and they can't be protected. The same government that's supposed to protect them is the one who's killing them, you know. So people in the country are particularly especially all those of us living here, we're particularly discouraged, and we're very sad about the situation and actually scared. We can't do anything. We watched the elections all through the 3 nights. Most of my friends didn't go to sleep because they wanted to see justice done to the country.
Does what you're seeing surprise you, or I mean, did you think it was possible that you would see this in your own country?
Not at all. Not from the current leadership. We thought that because he got into leadership by being elected by people from different tribes, we thought that he'll give back the same kind of democracy to the rest of the country. Well, he hasn't done that, and that's what's scary. We didn't see it coming that way. Yeah.